The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. Just off the back of a freshen up, we've adjusted and we've just done a little bit of dressage and we are back ready to rock. It seems like a while since we've done a podcast, Kingy. Time flies fast in football and we're on the eve of round one. The Cats feed the Saints on Saturday night.
Hey, Benny, how are you?
Yeah, look, I'm good off the freshen up. Very strong, I am.
How'd you enjoy your Labor Day weekend? The last weekend you'll have off for 6 months.
Well, I got, how would you say it, Kingy? I got Brahms and Liszt. On Saturday, on Friday and Saturday.
A little bit of John Bromwich and yes, Adrian Quest.
I went up to Melbourne and I ended up at the old Big House.
What?
I went to the Big House.
What big?
The big house with the coloured carpet and the dung dung machines.
Really?
2 nights in a row.
As I used to call it, Uncle Lloyd's place.
Yes, I did. I went there and saw a lot of friends from a lot of different nations, and
right.
It was very. I was fitted in beautifully as like the little Italian in the corner, and I refreshed quite wildly, to be honest with you. Right. Mind you, it hurts your back pocket in there. Every time you trundle up to get your brown bubbly, and then you sort of look into your account, there's a fair bit being sifted out. So 2 nights was enough, and that was just did the trick. Looking forward to this weekend.
All right, we are looking forward to this weekend because it is back to footy in round one, and it's going to be a massive night, Benny, with the stand being officially opened. The skipper's going to come and join us for a chat pre-game, which will be good. Looking forward to catching up with the 14, but he's done the media rounds and this week and, you know, hanging out with the Premier and all that sort of stuff, but they'll fill the joint. We haven't had 40,000, Benny, at GMHBA Stadium since Noel was a boy. I think it was 1981.
Do you reckon? I don't reckon they'll get it.
I think they'll come up short.
I think they'll come up short.
It'll be sort of your sort of...
They'll get caught short.
You're 38,500 or something like that.
Yeah, they'll get a good crowd, but I don't think they'll tick over the 40. I'd be surprised. Yeah. Someone sent me a text message. They had open training last Saturday.
That was Monday.
Monday. Yeah, you're right, actually. And just they've already organised their spot where they're going to stand in the... it's not called the Gary Ablett Terrace.
Well, I think it is.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. The standing bit it will be the... I think it's Gary
Ablett
Terrace.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
We need to pay homage to the great man.
You were talking about the five.
Well, we're one who didn't handball. Refused to handball, refused to train.
Didn't have to.
He didn't bother going over to any teammates to celebrate. No. They had to come to him.
Because he didn't know their names.
No, and he just basically tore oppositions a new one each and every week. But he was, they've got to keep something there, Kingy, for the great fella. Who's just maybe sort of having a little bit of a sort of a square box sale with a red light out the top of it.
Yeah, he's got a bit going on there.
Oh, yeah. Bugs Bunny's been... He's a bit tight.
No, but he's not doing it for that reason. He's actually come out and said, he goes, most of it's sitting in cupboards. He goes, it's of no use to me. So if you can get a little learn out of it as well, knock yourself. Like, he's not, the Norm Smith and the Colemans and that, they're not up for sale.
Right.
No, it's probably...
What's his most improved from under 12s?
From down at Drew.
Oh, yeah, I want that one.
Yeah. He's, and I don't think he's Lee Matthews Trophy that he won for the AFL MVP, players MVP. I don't think that's going as well. So
just all the rubbish.
Yeah. It'd be interesting stuff that he really does.
What about that tally he won that night out in the Escort Cup when he kicked 5 against Carlton? And then he also won a TV, but a couple of weeks later he won a DV, a video recorder.
VCR.
Like I think he had the beta.
Oh, was it beta?
That's when the commentator said, hey, Gary Ablett, he was joined him in the rooms after the game. Gary Ablett's the winner of our video, our National Panasonic video.
Because it was the National Panasonic Cup.
Yeah, well, he won the National Panasonic video, and he goes, and Gary, have you got any videos? And Gary, you know what Gary said? He goes, oh, I have to buy some. The old great Gary Gazook. Yeah, the boy, Sam. That's how he used to talk. It was very... He tore Tommy Elvin to shreds that night.
That was 87.
Yeah, do you know who I watched that game with?
He took it. Didn't he take an absolute hanger that has gone unnoticed in that game, Ablett? People talk about some of the great marks he's taken, obviously.
I don't know if it was as good as some of the ones he took. But
he was playing at centre-half-back.
Yeah, he was extraordinary.
He rolled down to centre-half-back that night, I reckon, and played.
You know who was in my lounge room in Fairview Street, Belmont, watching that game with me?
Who?
Do you know who was?
No.
Mike Mansfield.
Was he?
And Mark Neild.
You were really?
Yes, both. Both of them.
And Neild, he still hasn't been able to shake your tag.
No, he hasn't. And yeah, that was, I remember that. That was an extra. If you've got, I don't know if they'll have, they wouldn't have that whole game, but they have video highlights of that on YouTube.
If you put that game, he's on YouTube.
He went absolutely Ken Bruce, Gary. And that was when it was like, who's this guy we've got? He was extraordinary.
No, this was 80. He'd been in the club three. He'd won a best in the
fairest. It was a Tuesday night or something.
Yeah, in 87.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
We did digress. The Cats will name their team. This is Thursday lunchtime. Cats will name their team in about 5.5, 6 hours from now. Benny, you've had a crack at naming the lineup.
Well, here we go.
How's the 23 going to look?
Well, I'm telling you, Kingy, from the back pocket.
From the back
pocket. We don't say that anymore, do we? Why don't we call them small defenders or medium defenders?
Rebounding defenders.
Or lockdown defenders. We've got to have just piss-out names.
High half forward.
Well, Steve Hocking was a back pocket.
He
just enjoy saying back pocket. Mm. Why can't we say that? So back pocket, Jed Buse. Mm. Full back, Sam DeConing. In the other back pocket, that's what we used to call it, Jack Henry. Tom Stewart.
On a half-back flank.
Yes, Jake Collar-Jasny at centre-half-back.
And on the other half-back flank.
And on the other half-back flank is Zach Guthrie.
The centre line.
On one wing was Mitch Duncan. In the middle, Max Holmes. And on the other wing, Tanner Bruin.
So you're not playing Holmes off half-back?
No. Well, no, I'm not. I don't like that, but anyway, they do. So, half-forward. I heard Max Holmes say that he wants to be in the midfield. Brad Close. Jeremy Cameron, Brian Myers, that's a given. Tyson Stengel, I was going to say Jack Hawkins, Tom Hawkins, and Ollie Henry.
Yep.
Rucks, Reece Stanley, Dangerfield, and Atkins. And on the pine, Blitzarves, Ollie Dempsey,
yep.
Shannon Neal,
yep.
Jai Clark,
yep.
And Jack Bowes.
Who's the sub?
I'd have Bowes as the sub. Right. Bowes or Clark.
So
possibly.
Who squeezed out of the 26?
Well, I left out Tui.
So Tui, Manor played, was in that 26.
Well, Manor, I wouldn't be disappointed if he got a game, but I don't know that he's done enough. You like to see maybe find, you know, he will play well in the VFL. You probably rest assured of that. But I wouldn't be disappointed if he got a game, but I don't think he will. I left out the names there, King, you probably know better. I left out Tui and O'Connor.
Yep.
I think
Tui, O'Connor, and Manor are the other three from the 26 that played against the
Bears. I have no idea why Zach Tui is on the list, to be honest with you. But anyway, and that's not a knock on him. It is a knock on him for this year, but he's been fantastic. I'm just not sure where the Geelong's list is at, why he's there. And Mark O'Connor, I've never been a fan of Mark O'Connor. We won't be able to call him this because it'd be disrespectful, but he is the WD-40 man. You just want to rush out with a big can of WD-40 and spray him all over because he's so sort of
robotic.
Yes.
Tin man.
Stilted, yes. And if you just got the, you know, the nozzle of the WD-40 and just sort of inserted it and just really gave it a good spray, things might loosen up a bit.
What are your hopes for the Cats this year, Benny?
Well, the hopes are they beat St Kilda on Saturday night.
And that's all you're worried about?
Well, I think if they don't beat St Kilda, that would forecast maybe a longish type year.
Especially because, got to go to Adelaide in round two.
Well, just this game, King. You know, Jack Sinclair's not playing.
Hmm.
Is he best and fairest?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in their three best players, Jack Sinclair. I know he's worked his way up and become a very, very good player.
Sinclair, King, Marshall, their best three?
Yes, possibly. Probably the most impactful three. Sinclair's a gun.
Yeah.
He gets it 35 times on his ear, whether it's and he's predominantly played, well, he's moved into the midfield a bit last year, but at half back is where he does a lot of damage, in combination with Webster. Mm. So they're their two rebounding defenders. They're out. Mm. Dougal Howard, I know he's not the most fashionable player, but he's their 200-centimetre key defender.
He'll go to...
Well, he's out, isn't he?
He's not playing.
He's injured.
He is, you're right.
He got injured. I think he did a hamstring. Yeah. I don't think he's playing. Mm. So they've got three of their six defenders out. And I know other players will come in, but I think the Cats, it's set up for the Cats, who really have no injuries other than obviously Rowan and Cam Guthrie. Cam Guthrie won hurts given the midfield is thin, but the Cats would want to be winning on Saturday night, I would have thought, to kick off their season at home, the Stand, yada yada. A team that is... The irony, too, King, is that as we start this year, would you think that Geelong are going to finish higher than St Kilda?
No.
So you think the Saints, where would you be thinking the Saints, where do you think they'll finish and where do you think Saints fans think they should be finishing?
The Saints fans probably think they're finishing 5th to 8th, and that's where I think they'll finish.
Yeah.
Geelong don't make. I haven't got Geelong making the finals this year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting because I think if all things being equal and they don't lose 9 players to injury, I think it'd be bitterly disappointing if the Cats don't make the finals.
Yeah.
That's why you've kept players like Zach Tui for one as a depth player. That's why you've drafted a 26, 27 year old. You haven't drafted him for 5 years' time.
No.
He's got zero time to develop. You've kept Hawkins. Albeit it's his decision, but he is still there. You've got an ageing list that, Mitch Duncan, Reece Stanley, Patrick Dangerfield, these guys are all got one last shot in the old chamber.
Mm.
And if it's finishing 11th, it could be a long season.
So just, St Kilda's injury list, Butler, yep. Hunter Clark, Paddy Dow, Dougal Howard, Jack Sinclair's a test.
Well, I heard him say that he wouldn't be there round one.
Right.
So that was out of his own mouth, that he was very unlikely for round one.
That was the update on the AFL website that came through on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, he's a huge loss if he's out, Stinclair, because he's arguably...
He's their best midfield.
9 weeks out of the year, he'll be their best player.
I tell you, the other bloke that wins a lot of footy against the Cats, whether he damages you enough, is Seb Ross.
Yeah, well, I'm happy for him to have the ball. Because he opened up a butcher shop, and he wraps all his balls he kicks in like that paper, that white paper, and then just they go out to anyone. So he does zero damage. Seb Ross, he's not clinical, and he gets the ball a bit, but he gets the ball a bit because I think oppositions allow him to.
I can't disagree with you. 23, to be honest, it's very hard to say that's wrong.
No, and look, we've got for the future. You're getting a first round game into Jai Clark, Tanner Bruin. I'm talking about the younger players here, Shannon Neal. You've got Ollie Henry still developing. You've got Dempsey in the mix there. So there's 3 or 4 younger players, but it is still predominantly an older team. I just don't think I don't see where Tui and O'Connor play. Where would O'Connor get a game?
Does O'Connor get in ahead of Buse?
Should have traded him, huh?
O'Connor go before Buse?
Well, yeah, Buse is not exactly flying.
You were just talking about O'Connor too. O'Connor's got another deal. Apparently they're close to another deal for him.
I find that absolutely staggering, to be honest with you. But anyway, that's what they want to do. I mean, look, yeah, you could slot Buse in, O'Connor in there for Buse in defence. I'd go with...
Is Buse playing for his career?
No, I think so. He hasn't looked fantastic. Was he left...
He didn't play in the. He came late in the Carlton game.
Yeah. He did, I think he came in the last quarter, didn't he? Yeah. Yep. And then he was pretty much nondescript against Essendon. He wasn't poor, but he wasn't great. I think he needs to have a fast start to the year. He's coming off a disappointing season. I know he had that injury, but overall, when he was playing, he was disappointing. It's good to have Jack Henry back. He's looked good in the games that they've played. And the other one I like is... Is Sam De Koning. So I think there's probably four or five keys for the Cats to have a decent season. One is De Koning plays well,
yep.
But we expect a lot for a kid who's played less than 50 games. And we benchmark it off that season he had 2 years ago, which I'm pretty sure he'll return to that form, but it may take him a year or two. He's still very young and very inexperienced.
Everything clicked in 2022.
Yeah, but he's looked good in the game. He looked good against Essendon. He's a key. He has to have a good season for the Cats as their pivotal key defender. The other one, which is no surprise, but you've got to ask the question, is can Patrick Dangerfield be a consistent player?
Mm.
Last year, he'd have a great game, and then he'd turn into, David Ugrinic for about 3 weeks. You mentioned him before he came on, King. That's he's lost that capacity to be a damaging player week in, week out. Can he get back to that and find that ability to be...
Big ask at age 34.
Yeah, correct. But because the midfield's thin, they need him playing well. And when he plays well, they're difficult to beat. When he doesn't play well, they become possibly a little bit pedestrian. What sort of impact can players like Shannon Neal and Jai Clark have? Now, Shannon Neal... has been around a club for, this is his fourth season. He's a specimen. He's an absolute, if you were building a human, you'd be building Shannon Neal. He's quick, he's tall, he's strong.
203.
He's a gazelle. So What sort of impact can he have? Does he find his feet in the ruck? Does he get a little crack in the ruck and he'd be damaging player there?
Well, I think that's where they'll go with Stanley and Neil as a combination, with Neil occasionally rolling through and giving Geelong a three-pronged tall forward line.
But, love three prongs.
But I think Cameron goes up the ground a little bit.
Yeah, well, he just does whatever he likes, yeah. Jeremy Cameron. He's you don't coach him, he just does.
Do you reckon there'll be some nervous back lines if Hawkins and Neil are the two deepest defenders with the ball coming in high?
Well, possibly. And then if the ball hits the ground, then they probably
hope that Stengel close.
Well, that was the other key, Kingy. What sort of impact, both offensively and defensively, can Myers, Close and Stengel have? Yep. Last year it was inconsistent. When they won the premiership, they played really well off the back of those three players impacting the game both ways. You can't remember off the top of your head now, but I doubt there was too many games last year, where they actually all played together, because they were sort of in and out.
Well, that was more Stengel. Stengel had that break. Close only missed one or two. Myers played every game. Stengel played about 17.
Okay, so they played most of the games together.
Yeah. So
lucky you corrected me on that, because I was just led you into that beautifully.
Just to help you.
But they didn't. I don't think the three of them played well in the one game.
We're here for Curse Hire, by the way, Jared and all the team. So thank you for your ongoing support.
Jason and John. And
no, Jared. North Geelong, Ocean Grove, and.
Yeah, they're superb. They're great supporters of K-Rock Footy, Kingy. And the podcast.
Do you want to answer some questions?
Oh, do a bit of that at home.
Right, okay. Foxdog50, welcome back. Glad to see you're on Spotify.
Are we?
Yeah, we're on Spotify as well as iTunes.
Are we alongside sort of Pearl Jam? Is it the best of?
Just wondering, with your live broadcast, is there any update that you can pause the live stream so for the people who watch it on TV, we can sync it together? I've asked our technical gurus. The way it's designed, it's not designed for that, and it actually will take a bit to do that. So we take that question under advisement, but it won't be for 2024. Name a Geelong player who will surprise everyone and play a lot more games for Geelong than we would have expected. I'm guessing that's this year.
Well, I don't know, Kingy. That's a good question. I'm hoping that it's... Can we have two? We only have one.
I think Jai Clark will play a lot more than you think.
Yeah, I'd like it to be Jai Clark and Shannon Neal.
I think Jai Clark plays 18 games.
Well, I reckon that
if he doesn't, without injury.
That would be absolutely fantastic. I don't know whether he's physically set up to do that in his second season, but I agree. I'd love it to be Jai Clark, and I'd love for Shannon Neal to take big steps and then be really ready to hit the ground when Tom Hawkins hangs up the old Pumas at the end of the season.
Only two on the injury list from Howler 41. Thought the younger players in Bowes, Dempsey, Clark and Holmes showed plenty on Friday night. Disappointed that Conway and Nevitt didn't play in the main game.
Yeah, I was too.
Stengel struggled last year like I did on the Sunday morning after a $1,000 draw with free refreshments. Oh. To see him kick three in the warm-up game is a good sign. Just great to have footy back full crowd at Alphabet Stadium. The Cats up and about will make for an interesting team selection coming into round one. Well, yes, it will. Chris Scott does media on Friday, and I suspect... once the team comes out tonight, there'll be some, no doubt you'll get probed about guys that didn't get selected and where they're at. Will Neil be available for selection? Asks Calder Daddy. Yes, he will be. He did have that grab that ankle late in the game, but we haven't heard anything.
I think too, Kingy, potentially the injury to Cam Guthrie might help Shannon Neil get into the team, and obviously they're different players, but I think it will mean that Blitzarves probably has to play, you know, more as a midfielder rather than in the ruck. So Neil then can play forward and mix in the ruck. And I really love to see him get a crack as a ruckman, because I think he has the attributes to be, you know, a sensational ruckman. I don't know what his tank's like. That's the only bit I'm unsure of. But the rest of it looks a really good package. He just needs to play, get some game time. He's going to have poor games. He's going to have poor quarters. He's going to have games where you get maybe a little bit frustrated. He just needs to work through that and get to 50 games. But that takes time, but it takes a little bit of patience from the fans.
Daz Broncos, Benny, I'll let you get this out of the way first and foremost. $37 million for Wilson to not play. I know how the Bengals feel. Just unhinged stuff in Denver right now. Can you explain that for the uneducated with the NFL?
So Russell Wilson went from the Seattle Seahawks to the Denver Broncos.
Was he the one that said, I'm just here
on a massive
so I don't get
no,
fired?
No, that was the running back, Marshawn Lynch. Right. But, no, he was from years ago. Anyway, Wilson swapped clubs for $1 zillion, and then he basically was throwing custard tarts for the entire season, and the Denver Broncos got a new coach, Sean Payton, who didn't like Russell Wilson. So they've moved him on, but they're having to pay him, Dez says, at $37 million not to play for them.
Wow.
So that is a lot of chaff, and he's going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I believe, who are in the division that the Cincinnati Bengals play in, so, which is good because he seems to have lost it a little bit, old Russ.
All right. As for the real stuff, Ted Closey, where's he at? Can he be the next Zach Guthrie to climb the rookie ranks into an AFL list position? Like the cut of his jib in another preseason will do no harm. He's got a bit of work to do.
Certainly, but, you know, I mean, and as it stands right now, he's not getting a game with the team list as it is in terms of a lack of injuries, but you only need three or four players to go down and, you know, opportunity beckons and... I'm at the stage where I'd love to see the next generation of Cats, and he's one.
If you want to see the next generation of Cats, Geelong aren't playing finals this year.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
Yep. As a self-appointed CEO of the Shannon Neal Success Express, I was okay with his game versus the Dons, but left wanting a bit more. Just needs the security, being given five games for 10 starts. His skills and attributes are there, just needs the confidence.
Yep, he does. And there was three or four occasions in that game against Essendon where he was in the perfect position to mark the ball. He had what they call the old van. He was in the van. And I don't mean Dickie knee style. I mean in the van, the best position. And he just didn't. It's not far away for him, but that's just comes from game time, more game time.
Mr. Cat 10, Benny King, you've been wondering about the naming of the Joel Selwood Stand and why Gary Ablett has been shafted from the naming, considering it was a Gary Ablett Terrace. Brownlow Stand retained its name after the rebuild, so the precedent is there. Not whether you have any intel. Sure, a Gary Ablett Stand or Frank Costa Stand would have been more appropriate. Well, there'll still be Ablett recognition.
Yeah.
In the stand, I have no issue with the Joel Selwood Stand.
No, you couldn't.
No, but
there needs to be. There's got to be a little sort of gazza. There's got to be some gazza action in your stadium. I think every stadium, if he kicked 10 or more goals in your stadium, you should have a Gary Ablett Terrace. I don't care where
it is. Well, the MCG needs one.
Yeah, the Gabba.
He used to do it against Richmond.
Yeah, the Gabba.
Kicked 14 in Sydney.
Do you know, I can tell you a little funny story.
Did he kick 10 at the Gabba?
No, but he would have. Some stage, surely. He kicked 10 on every ground.
Kicked 14 at the SCG.
So, just a quick side story, Kingy. Gazza, you know, one of his favourite players to roost a few snags on was Scott Turner.
Yeah, from Richmond.
Number 41.
Yep.
So Scott Turner is a part owner of a horse that from our stable called Cirilio Miss.
Yes.
And I have met him quite a few times. He texts me. We've enjoyed a refreshment. And I haven't yet been able to ask him about a Gaz moment, but I'm going to at some point.
Right. You need to have a couple of quiet ones with him before.
Yeah.
Before you.
He's quite
raise
a big
it.
Unit.
You're right.
And he loves to refresh.
We had somebody before the pod. We were supposed to record last week and we didn't get a chance to. And somebody was asking about the VFL practice match from the week before. And I've just got to try and find that because I did have some information about it that people wanted to know. Here we go. Cat to the future. You had someone tweeting about the VFL practice match. Well, I'm guilty as charged there. That was me doing that. We're operating in an information vacuum. Wiltshire kicked 4.5 goals. Is this kid something, or were the Dons just fielding local tradies? He's got something, Ollie Wiltshire. He's not playing AFL anytime soon,
yep.
But he has got something.
Yep.
He knows where the goals are.
Well, that's a humongous help.
Yep. Humphreys last week apparently went pretty well. Anything you can say to confirm or deny? Yes, I like him. Lawson Humphreys. Yes.
Number 17.
He's going to be a good player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off one game. Yeah. You're declaring it.
He's got a lot.
I didn't see enough. I actually didn't see him. Every time I looked up, he wasn't getting the ball. But
the last time I saw a Geelong Essendon VFL practice match at GMHBA Stadium, a bloke called David Zaharakis kicked 6 goals for Essendon, and I walked away going, this bloke's going to be an absolute
genius. So are you declaring this? I'm writing this down.
Lawson Humphreys.
At 12:54 on a Thursday afternoon,
March 14,
Kingy has declared that a man with an extraordinary name with two surnames, Lawson Humphreys, is going to win 6 Brownlows.
Is Willis operating at or above this level? I just didn't catch enough of James Willis in that game, but he obviously has to get moving. Is Parfitt hitting a wall? So Parfitt was the only AFL-listed Cat to play VFL last week against Werribee out at Deakin.
He's fair to say he's on the outer.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Did I see Nevitt rucking? Did he football good? Nevitt has the ability to do a little bit.
Oh.
But he's not. It's not going to be him. But
he's only 193. Yeah, I wouldn't be putting the kid
leap,
through that.
Good little leap.
But yeah, I mean, look, if he has to ruck once, but I wouldn't be suggesting he can ruck.
Closey, Hardy, Jekka. Liked Hardy's game. And Mitch Hardy's on one, like, he has to see senior footy this year.
Yeah, he needs to make it, you know, get what they call a wriggle on.
I think Emerson Jekka is breaking case of emergency.
Emerson Jekka?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's an extra. We've got Lawson Humphreys and Emerson Jekka. I think, yeah, we've got to get back to the grassroots. Let's get some Shanes and Kevins back.
From the Hoops crew off the KFC X, in what round will the betting companies offer payouts to anyone who picked Geelong to win the 2024 Premiership?
Soon.
That's tongue-in-cheek.
Half-time.
Paul Marinelli, I know Sean Manner played once coming on the ground against Essendon. If K-Rock interviews Sean after a win this year, will Benny not be able to ask any questions considering the Cats drafted no one in the previous draft? And I won't mention future All-Australian O'Sullivan. And no. I did reply, I did say, I think traded in no one was Benny's line.
I didn't trade it. Yeah, we didn't trade anyone. Yeah. We certainly drafted people. No. We didn't trade anyone.
Paul Marinelli, nah, not having it. He's put a line through the crop, especially. You like O'Sullivan.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of it. I only saw him play for about 5 minutes.
Andrew Daly, was Benny arrested for anything over the break?
No, I managed to stay away. I did have a couple of good sessions.
Curious about where we think the main focus of the team will be this year. Are we thinking about keeping on the Curtis Armstrong references again?
Yes.
Or will we get a change up with some Chevy Chase?
Yeah, we could get a little bit of old Chevy Chase and a bit of, booger. You going to eat this?
D-Buds, how many games do you hope Loch Ness Conway can play?
Well, he's another one, King. He's still very young and he's very inexperienced. You know, I'd love to see him at least get 7 or 8. I know that doesn't sound many, but I'd love to see him get, you know, somewhere from 5 to 10.
Who are you both looking forward to watching this year?
I'm looking forward to watching, I mentioned both those players. And you know what? I haven't been a Clark and Neil. I'm talking about the player who I haven't been sort of sold on. I know you're not sold on, but I thought he looked good in a practice match. It was only a practice match.
Ollie,
but Ollie Dempsey. So I'd like to. I think, and he's got a little bit under him in terms of grounding to come in and make an impact. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him play because he's a bit of a, you know, what they classify an X factor, a surprise packet.
I'm looking forward to seeing Max Holmes this year. We know what he can do, but I think he's going to do it at another level this year.
Yes, and I heard he's... Did you think he looked very convincing when he was asked about his contract?
No. I was one of the ones asking about his contract.
What are you thinking? He didn't look overly convincing
to me.
It was
a bit Tim Kelly in his last year at Geelong.
Oh, I think he... Yeah. But anyway, if he... I've said this, if he isn't signed by the middle of the season...
Yep.
But it's bye-bye, Max.
Also looking forward to seeing Jai Clark.
I know 100%, yeah, Clark and Neil, yeah.
What can't...
And I'm looking forward to seeing Nevitt. I know he won't be playing, but I'm hoping he can break in because I think he's got some upside. 193, Joel Corey type, can mark the ball. He's a very good mark. I actually like his game.
What can't happen at Geelong this year?
What, Sam De Koning getting injured?
Yep.
They will be in Barney rubble.
Cameron Hawkins and Ollie Henry have to combine for 150 goals.
Cameron Hawkins
and Ollie Henry have to combine for 150 goals for Geelong to play finals.
Yeah, and I think that's realistic. I don't think that's unrealistic. I think Ollie Henry will kick between 40 and 50.
And they need 200 minimum when you add Close and Stengel.
I'd say that's fair enough, yeah. I'm happy with that.
After the success of our Christmas special, will there be an Easter special? Yeah, we'll have an episode. Lead up to Easter. Yeah. And finally, can someone get to the bottom of what Reece Stanley has on Chris Scott?
Well, what he has on him is he doesn't have anyone else.
Yeah,
I mean, I was a little bit surprised, and I don't think just judging by a little bit off the Twitter there, Kingy, I was a little bit surprised Conway wasn't even in the game against Essendon.
Mm-hmm.
So. Look, Stanley's experience, we know what we're going to get. It's going to be good and bad, and probably more bad than good. But, you know, I do like the fact that at least they're giving the kid a little bit of time. if let's hopefully, because I mean, last year he was, I mean, we joke about Loch Ness Conway, but fair, he was like three tyres floating down the barn. We couldn't find him. At least this year, hopefully he stays fit and they could get four or five games in him where he really develops in the VFL and then throw him in off the back of those where he's had a bit of grounding. So I'm sort of happy with the guy of his dimensions that he's being brought along slowly rather than just being rushed in, thrown to the wolves a little bit. Although Essendon, St Kilda got Marshall, so that's probably one. Yeah, I mean, he's an absolute gun, Marshall.
Benny, before we go, massive pre-game. Joel Selwood's going to join us. James Raleigh, back at the Cats as an assistant coach, is going to join
us.
The
old boomerang coach.
Benny's quiz.
Yeah, he's back.
He's back, yeah. And ooh, brought to you by the Cat Shop.
Is
with
it?
With a $50 voucher to give away every week.
Oh, good.
If you answer the final question.
You'd be able to get yourself a little sort of Shannon Neal.
Badge,
yeah. Yeah,
Benny's 10-question quiz, and we're actually going to give you the first question. Ooh. So be ready to call 52-232-955 on Saturday night when we ask you, true or false? You can go and do some research. St Kilda last won at GMHBA Stadium in 1999. That'll be the first question.
Ooh.
Benny will ask on Saturday night in Benny's 10-question quiz, thanks to the Cat Shop, with a $50 voucher up for grabs. Benny, 6 o'clock Saturday night, we do it all again.
Beautiful. Good on you, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.